I've been in Petersburg basically 30 years. The only board I served on previously, as far as the city, or the city at the time, was the Parks and Rec Board. I've also been intermittently the public safety officer. As most people would know, I worked at the hospital for the time that I was here. I retired from full-time practice in April, and going back now to work intermittently for them in Petersburg, but also right now helping out some of the smaller communities in Southeast where they have a deficit they can't otherwise fill. And basically I just described that as putting out fires for them because I really don't have a desire to work full time.
Mm-hmm.
I got back on the public safety board a number of years ago just because it really hadn't been functional for quite some time. There's nothing really glamorous about it, but it's good to be able to coordinate between police, fire, and EMS. And when they spatially separated, I think there was also some separation of day-to-day communications, even though everybody, as far as I know, has good relations. There are a couple of people that have been on the public safety board for an extended period of time, but again, it had not really been functional for a number of years. And I got on there a couple of years ago, and then Mark Testoni came in and showed a similar interest in resurrecting it as a functional borough board. And so we've been working with, again, non-glamorous things to kind of make it an advisory board again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me why you're interested in continuing to serve on the public safety board?
Well, number one, I have a lot more time now. I still obviously have communication with the hospital, and I'm still the EMS director, which kind of blends into fire and, to a lesser degree, police. But like I said, I think there's a lot of small little things that the community can benefit from, and coordination between those various public safety entities I think is really an important thing.
Okay. And that leads to my next question, which was, are there particular projects or safety concerns that you want to address?
I think most of these are, again, mundane. It's things like being able to test the fire siren to make sure that people understand what it sounds like and what it may or may not mean. And one of my pet peeves has been trying to get a parabolic mirror Second and Haugen. So when you're coming out there by Petersburg Motors, you can see those cars coming before the nose of your vehicle is out in traffic. You know, possibly things like a guardrail going out past the airport towards the access road. One of my previous things has been dealt with, which is the parking fiasco up there at the corner of the airport where Pack Wing used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'd like to see us continue to push for getting training for the dispatchers in, you know, EMS versus just police. Some other speed limit and signage issues, which really aren't the purview of the borough, but we do try to involve the state in issues as much as we can, and then either they say yes or no.
Okay. And then final question. Borough code says the role of the public safety board is to advise the fire department, the police department, and the assembly on matters of public safety. So the question is, how do you see yourself working with them moving forward?
Well, again, I've been intimately involved with the fire department, which is actually EMS, fire, and search and rescue. Again, the police department used to be in the same building, and there was day-to-day physical contact, communication, et cetera. And I don't know that that continues to be an issue unless there's an active reason for those two entities or four entities to interact. We don't do anything other than advise the borough. We don't have any power to enact policy. So, again, they take what we advise or what we recommend to their meetings, and they decide a yay or nay, or, you know, plan C if that seems to suit them. But again, it used to be much more functional and used to be a lot more active back in the, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, and then it kind of fell by the wayside. But I definitely think that having a number of people on the board with different perspectives on issues going on within the borough is an important thing.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I think I want to continue to contribute to the borough as a volunteer. I want to continue to do what I do at EMS, fire, and search and rescue. And hopefully this just, you know, spurs conversation, if nothing else, to have people have open debate about some of these issues.